Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse number 20. In the preceding verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about parents, and in particular the mother, the position. There was mention of the obedient children and how they treat their parents. After which there is mention of the disobedient child and the way in which they treat their parents. After mentioning all of that, Allah then reminds us about the reality of this world and what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ, the day when the unbelievers will be brought on the edge of the fire of Jahannam. And will be said to them, أَذَهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا, you consumed your good things in your worldly life. What does this mean? It means that the infidels will be told that they had already been rewarded or awarded delights, luxuries and enjoyment in the worldly life, whatever good deeds they had done. And there is nothing left for them in the after. The good deeds of a disbeliever do not have any worth in the after, simply because of the lack of iman, faith. And that is why Allah compensates them, finishing this world, the riches, the wealth, the honor and dignity which are enjoyed by disbelievers in this world are all recompense for their good deeds, the benevolence, sympathy, fruitfulness. And this does not apply to the believers. If they get any delight, riches and wealth in this world, this would not mean that they would be deprived of it in the after. وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا, Allah says that you enjoyed all of this. That you enjoyed what the favors that we had granted you. And on the day of Qiyamah it will be said, فَالْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Now today you will be recompensed with a humiliating punishment because of your arrogance that you showed on the face of the earth. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْسُقُونَ, and because you used to be disobedient. In return of the false pride and the acts of disobedience, you'll be given a humiliating punishment today. And this is only because that is what is left for you here in the Akhirah. So this verse relates the condition of some powerful and haughty nations and the evil destiny which they met in the year after, and some of it even in this world. And part of those haughty nations, one such nation is then mentioned. وَذْكُرْ أَخَا عَادْ إِذْ أَنْذَرَ قَوْمَهُ بِالْأَحْقَافِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember the brother of the Ad, that refers to Hud alayhi salam, when he warned his people by Ahqaf. Now, since the nations lived in valleys surrounding a long curve in dunes, called in the Arabic Ahqaf, special reference is made to these dunes so that one could find out their place. And if one wishes to travel to their localities, it is mentioned here in the coming verses that they themselves demanded Allah's punishment to be brought upon them. وَقَدْ خَلَتِ النُّذُرُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ, and the warners had passed before them and after them. And the message was simple, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that you not worship anyone except Allah. إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, I fear the punishment of an awesome day upon you. Speaking about this place Ahqaf, Shaykh Sulaiman Nadwi rahimahumullah has written that with regards to the land of Ahqaf, there is a massive desert between Yamama, Oman, Bahrain and Hadramaut, and the western Yemen, which is known as Ad-Dahna or Rub'ul Khali. Although the desert is not inhabitable, there are several tracts of land that are uninhabitable, and this is especially so on the section that is between Hadr al-Mawt and Najran. Although the stretch of land is not inhabited today, in recent times, the famous tribe of Ade Irm inhabited the land between Hadr al-Mawt and Najran. That's because of their disobedience that Allah completely annihilated this entire area. And many warners had come to them. And this was before. And the message was simple: worship Allah alone and fear the evil consequences of your disbelief. And it's possible that other warners apart from Hud al-Islam may have also come to Ad. Allah knows best. What does the message, what they said? أَجِئْتَنَا لِتَأْفِكَنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا. Have you come to us to order us to turn away from our deities? فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدِنَا إِنْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Bring to us that which you are warning us if you are truthful in what you are promising. In other words, we are not going to give up the way of our forefathers. If you are true in your threats, why is there a delay in the fulfillment? Let us at least see all of the verbal threats. That's what they wanted. They wanted to see that. And this is an important, and these events have been mentioned very brief in different surahs. And it is a reminder to the people of Makkah and to us today, and to wherever there is kuffar, infidels, that think of themselves as powerful, that there were certainly more powerful and well-established people than you, than the people of Makkah. And still the power and strength was of no use against Allah's punishment. And that is the point that needs to be taken from us.
قَالَ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأُبَلِّهُكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ.
Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, this is known to Allah alone. I am merely conveying to you what has been sent to me. However, I see that you are an ignorant people. Making demands is as a result of your ignorance and immaturity. And he said that I am the messenger of Allah. I merely convey the message that has been given. I neither have knowledge nor the choice to do anything on my own. It's only Allah who knows everything. Then the time came when the punishment had come upon them. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْا عَارِدًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ. And when they saw it as a cloud approaching their valley, they said, هَذَا عَارِدٌ مُمْتِرُنَا. This is a cloud bringing rain to us. There are two types of clouds. One of the clouds that bring destruction, and the one is the one that brings rain. And when the one of rain is seen, people become happy that now problems will be solved. And they were in dire need of water because of a drought which they were experiencing. هَذَا عَارِدٌ مُمْتِرُنَا بَلْ هُوَ مَسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ. Rather, this is what you had been hastening. Meaning, these are not clouds of rain. Rather, these are the winds of Allah's punishment, the very punishment which you were hastening. رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. This is a wind in which there is a painful punishment. تُدَمِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ بِأَمْرِ رَبِّهَا. Destroying everything by the order of its sustainer. The terrifying stormy wind continued for 7 days and 8 nights. Trees, humans, animals were no more than blades of grass in the face of this wind. فَأَصْبَحُوا لَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَسَاكِنُهُمْ. And the next morning they became such that nothing could be seen except their houses. كَذَلِكْ نَجْزِ الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. This is how we punish the sinful people. Then on hearing such incidents, what we need to do is come to our senses, abandon our ways, so that we do not meet the same fate like these people of the past. وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي مَا إِمْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِيهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, and we'd empower them in things which we did not empower you. We gave them certain things, in other words, wealth, children, families, physical strength, which they were given, were not even given to you, O people of Makkah. However, when the punishment came, nothing could avail them. So on what basis are you so proud? وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ سَمْعَ وَأَبْصَارَ. And we had given them ears, eyes, and a heart. فَمَا أَغْنَ عَنْهُمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُهُمْ وَلَا أَفْئِلَةُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. But the ears, eyes, and hearts did not avail them to any extent. They were given ears to pay heed to the words of advice, eyes to see the signs of Allah's power, hearts in order to understand and reflect. However, they did not utilize any of these faculties. They became deaf, blind, and mad in their opposition to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And eventually all these faculties remained, but the punishment of Allah encompassed them. No internal, external power could repulse their punishment. And in the end, إِذْ كَانُوا يَجْحَدُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِيَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, because they used to reject the word of Allah and they were encompassed by the very thing which they used to ridicule. The punishment which they say, when will this punishment come upon us? That is the very punishment that when Allah had sent it upon them, there was no way of repelling it. In other words, they had the intelligence of the in their worldly affairs. However, they did not have any intelligence which could also set their affairs right for the year after. And that is why eventually they were destroyed. That was the reality and the end of the Ad, how they were destroyed. And that brings us to the end of verse number 26.